Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Paranormal Journey. I'm your host, Serena.
And Sean.
This week, we are going to be talking about Bobby Mackey's Music World. Sean, you wanted to do this topic.
I did, because I've always wanted to go there.
What made you first want to go there? Because I've never heard of this place until you brought it up.
Oh, really? Well, it's been around a long time, and, you know, you'll read things here and there about how haunted it is and stuff like that. And if the word haunted isn't the sentence, I want to go.
Where did you first hear about it though?
I actually think I read an article online about it. I don't know how I came across it, but I did.
Now, when you said Bobby Mackey's Music World, for some reason, I thought of a theme park.
It does sound like a theme park.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then you kind of told me a little bit about it. I'm like, well, that's a really creepy theme park, but it's not a theme park.
A theme park for evil crap. That's what it is.
But it's not a theme park. It is a country music bar slash nightclub.
Yep, it's a nightclub and bar. Which hopefully we'll go to.
Hopefully. I think after kind of reading about it and everything and reading the reviews, I'm kind of interested. It's not that far away.
No. We can drive there and spend the weekend there, whatever.
Yeah. It's 15 minutes out of Cincinnati, you guys. I mean, it's right on the Kentucky-Ohio border.
Yeah. Bobby Mackey's Music World is in Wilder, Kentucky.
Yes.
So, little town.
I mean, you guys need to Google Maps this place. It'll bring up a picture of it. It is some hillbilly hell.
Yep, I actually saw it when I was truck driving. I drove over the bridge, and I saw it down there by the railroad tracks. It was really cool.
Did it look like something like from the middle of Kentucky, like hillbilly-ish?
Yes.
Okay. So the pictures did do it justice.
Yes, you can hear the banjos playing. Literally.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it.
All right. Well, we'll start from the beginning, I guess. From where
all good stories start.
Yes, the beginning. Now, in 1850, a slaughterhouse was built.
Now, that's actually on the ground where Bobby Mackey's is right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the slaughterhouse served northwestern Kentucky and Cincinnati.
For, like, the meat and stuff, I'm assuming?
For the meat and all that. And the lower part of the building, a well was built. So it got rid of all the blood and guts and animal parts and it flowed out to the lake or river.
That's really, I don't know, when they kind of, so we watched Ghost Adventures or Ghost Hunters?
Ghost Adventures, I believe it was.
Yeah, we watched that episode. To me, that's really gross. You know, they showed the well and they kind of figured out where it came out and that to me is really gross that you're just dumping all these animal byproducts into this river.
Well, now, I worked for Hillshire in New London.
Mm-hmm.
And across the road is where the old well was, the dumping ground. So they would slaughter them. They don't do any slaughtering there anymore. And then they would pump the blood out to this field. You know?
That's disgusting.
That's what they did with it. Mm. You know, where else are you going to put it?
I don't know where you're going to put all the blood and guts, but that sounds just... Well, I mean, you're putting it for the, you know, the slaughterhouse that we're talking about now. That's disgusting to me. That's going into, like, a river, a possible, like, water supply.
Yeah, but people didn't care back then.
I guess not. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Now, it's speculated that in the 1890s, satanic activity took place around this well.
And that's after the slaughterhouse closed, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. After the slaughterhouse closed down, people obviously break in there and like, oh, let's worship the devil around this well.
So perfect place, I guess, for it.
So this is why they call it the portal to hell. You know, supposedly dark energy is there.
Okay.
Which I could see that if you had satanic activity around it, you know, and they're killing animals or supposedly human sacrifice around there. I doubt it, but, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, that's creepy enough. Like, going into a place where they used to kill animals, that's creepy enough. Do you remember when we were, when we both worked in the furniture store and you had to go down into the basement?
Yeah.
In the finished part.
Yeah.
Where we stored everything. And then, like, there were doors off of this room. And in one of the areas, I only went a little ways in because I got too freaked out. But wasn't that where they, like, taxidermied animals and everything?
Yeah, it was, like, something with furs. And there was actually hooks from the ceiling in one of the rooms.
But I remember walking into there and the energy just being, like, so heavy and just awful feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, so I can kind of get, like, with the slaughterhouse and the well, like, that just being an awful, like, heavy energy kind of thing. I get that.
Yeah. And then you got the people worshiping the devil, bringing it out more.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. You know. Well, in 1896, there was a girl, her name was Pearl Bryan. And she was from Indiana, I believe. She went missing, and they found her headless in a field less than 2 miles from the slaughterhouse. Supposedly the story was Pearl, she was pregnant, and her boyfriend, Scott Jackson, wanted her to go to Cincinnati to get an abortion. I don't know why. I guess that's the best place to go.
Well, if they weren't married, you know, back in that day, if they're not married, that was frowned upon.
Yeah, I suppose.
And if he didn't want to marry her, that's his best option.
Right. Hey, honey, I just set up this abortion for you.
Oh, great.
Please come live with me.
I don't think he was asking her to come live with her.
Well, I don't know what was going on. Well, anyway, Jackson and his roommate, Alonzo Walling, decided, hey, we're not going to go to the doctor to get the abortion. We're going to do it ourselves.
Back alley abortion.
Yes. Back in 1896. And obviously it didn't go good. They killed her. So to cover their tracks, they put the body in a field and they surgically removed her head so that she couldn't be identified. Seems like a lot of work to do, you know?
Well, would you... Would you rather try and hide the evidence or go to jail? Prison?
Right. Well, they screwed up because the way she got identified, even without her head, is because they left the shoes on her feet.
She must have been wearing some really...
Notable shoes.
Notable shoes, like, really out there.
Right? You know... They couldn't do fingerprints back then, I suppose, you know? It was the shoes.
Yeah, whatever.
Why wouldn't you bury her? Why did you go through all that trouble to cut off her head? And you still left her shoes on.
Who knows, honey? I mean, I guess when you're... You know, I don't know. I've never even stolen anything. So I don't know. But I'm assuming that when you're in that kind of state of mind, you're not thinking clearly.
No, I suppose not. Well, obviously they got caught. And on the gallows, they were going to get hung. Alonzo, he vowed to haunt that area forever.
Do, 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 do.
You know, I mean, supposedly they threw Pearl's head down the well.
Yeah, they never ended up finding her head, so the best...
No, they never
The best thing that they could come up with was that they threw it down the well and that her boyfriend was doing satanic rituals.
With the head?
With the head.
Okay.
You know, people come up with some crazy shit, especially in small towns.
Yeah, they have to have some spooky stories somewhere.
Of course.
And that one, that's a weird one.
That one's kind of out there, tying it to the... Like, that spot. I think that's a little out there.
But there's no evidence about Pearl Bryant at all.
No.
Or that murder or anything like
but
that.
But people do say that they have seen Alonzo in that building.
Well, I think there's even a picture of him in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to tell the people the facts.
Right. I don't understand this. Whatever. When we go there, we will find out for ourselves what's going on.
Or will we?
Or will we? We don't know. Anyway, I think it's time for an ad break. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
You're running the show today.
I'm running the show. I am.
Sorry, guys.
I know, it's one of those shows. All right, we will be right back after our ad break.
All right, guys, welcome back from the ad break. If you hear some weird sounds in the background, our neighbor decided to start mowing the lawn, and our dog is freaking out on the first floor because we won't let him up.
Whatever. It's a good time to mow the lawn.
It is, you know, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Well, why not? It was hot outside all day long.
It wasn't that hot.
Too hot to mow the lawn.
It was hotter yesterday.
It was still warm.
Mm-hmm. And you want to move to Florida.
I didn't want to mow the lawn today.
And you want to move to Florida.
Yeah.
It's going to be 100 degrees, way more humidity.
Well, whatever. It's better there.
It is better.
It's better there.
Anyway, back to Bobby Mackey's and the slaughterhouse.
The slaughterhouse was demolished.
Woohoo!
In the early 1900s. And it sat vacant until 1920. I guess there was just nothing there. Empty lot.
That happens to a lot of buildings, though.
Now, 1920, a new building was built. And it served as a speakeasy and casino during the Prohibition period. Which, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty common.
You know, I could see that, especially in Kentucky.
Why in Kentucky? Why especially in Kentucky?
I think a lot of alcohol went through Kentucky during the Prohibition period.
Probably.
You know? When Prohibition ended, a man named E.A. Brady bought the building. After a decade of this, him buying this building, he opened it and it turned into a casino.
Ooh.
I know, a casino. Which...
You want to go gamble?
No, that'd be a really tiny casino.
Yeah, that building's pretty... Well, no, it's not that tiny. It can fit like 200 people.
Really?
Well, I guess it's just tiny for a casino.
Yeah.
But when you think of like for a bar, that's pretty big.
Well, all right. Well, after a decade, it caught the attention of Cincinnati mobsters.
I didn't know Ohio had mobsters.
Me either.
When you were researching this and I was kind of writing it out for you, I had to laugh a little bit because that just sounded really funny to me. Ohio mobsters.
Ohio mobsters. We're the Cincinnati mobsters. Well...
That'd be almost, it's almost as funny as saying if Indiana had mobsters, or Idaho.
I think Indiana did, didn't they? Or maybe that's only where John Dillinger was in prison, though. I don't know if he actually did anything
in Indiana. I only watched that one movie with Johnny Depp about
That was a great movie.
I'm not a big mobster movie person. Like, The Godfather was good. Goodfellas was good. But that's...
Is that why it has Goodfellas in it? It was good. Goodfellas.
Yeah. Though, I mean... And what's the one with Johnny Depp?
Public Enemies?
I mean, those are the only three I've really watched and enjoyed.
Yeah, they were good. I like them.
I'm just not a big mobster movie fan. And I just think they're kind of funny.
Well, these Cincinnati mobsters, they tried to muscle their way in. And obviously Brady refused to sell the place. He's making a killing, I bet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brady had balls, and he drew a gun on one of the mobsters.
Bang, bang.
Well, the mobster was a sissy and turned him in and charged him.
Those big, bad Ohio mobsters.
And he got charged with attempted murder. So, the casino closed in 1946.
Boo.
I know. Well, guess what? In 1950, it opened up again.
Oh.
As a nightclub. This time, it was called the Latin Quarter.
Saucy.
I know. The story about the Latin Quarter. There was a dance girl. Her name was Johanna.
Johanna. Isn't there a song about her?
There is. Written by Bobby Mackey. Ooh. And she was the daughter of the owner. Now, Johanna fell in love with a singer that worked there. His name was Robert Randall. He performed at the nightclub, obviously. They did their thing. Well, she got pregnant. And she,
Doing their thing.
And she intended to run off with her lover. You know, mm-hmm. One of those dreams that women have.
Women have?
Maybe this guy did too.
Are you saying only women fantasize about running off with a lover?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see if we get any comments on that one.
Sean's looking at me like, I didn't mean it. Can we move on?
We're moving on. Now, her father obviously said no way.
If you're planning to run away with someone, I don't know why you would tell your daddy.
Well, she did. And he had his own connections. And he had Randall killed. Johanna didn't take it very well. So she poisoned her father, and then she killed herself in the basement.
Because, you know, that's the logical thing to do.
Yes. Great.
Sounds like kind of Romeo and Juliet thing going on, except her lover didn't kill himself. But right. A lot of people died.
Yes.
So she's pregnant and she killed herself. Great, Johanna. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought of the same thing. Whatever. Maybe that's why she still haunts it. Now she has to live it over and over and over because she killed herself. She killed her father. And she killed the baby.
Maybe.
Well, the funny thing is Bobby Mackey's full name is Robert Randall Mackey.
Coincidence?
Maybe. I don't know.
I thought that was kind of cool when they brought that up on the show.
Yeah. Now, in 1978, the authorities closed the establishment due to violence.
Sounds really. Like there's a lot of violence in this in this bar. Are you sure you want to go?
It was a rough and tough bar. Place, you know.
Is it still? Should we go?
I don't think it's called Bobby Mackey's Music World.
That doesn't mean fights don't happen.
Fights happen anywhere.
I know.
But you know what? I don't think anybody's going to get really violent over some hillbilly music.
You never know.
You know what? Nobody really threw a chair at anybody for listening to John Denver. Yeah.
Inside joke. There's a picture of my dad and he looks exactly like John Denver.
Yeah, it was great.
And now he has memorized one of his songs.
He sat at home and he looked up the words to John Denver songs. And now he sings them to me when we come over.
I'm surprised he knew how to look them up.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to work email or nothing.
No, but he can look up John Denver lyrics. I was pretty proud, I was pretty proud of my dad.
Well. Well, anyway, later that same year, 1978, Bobby Mackey purchased the building and turned it into what it is today.
Bobby Mackey's Music World.
A country western nightclub and theme bar.
Theme park,
yes. Now, Bobby Mackey himself, he's skeptical about the paranormal activity there. But he doesn't doubt the family members or any employees who experience strange activity.
Now, from looking up stuff, his wife got, wasn't she like pushed down the stairs?
Yeah.
She was so.
And she refuses to ever step foot back into that place. She never has after that.
I mean, I don't blame her. If something pushed me down the stairs, hell no, I'm not going back in.
Right? But, priests have been in there, psychics have been in there, and they've tried to help, but a dark force still lingers there, no matter what.
Which really creeps me out.
You know, but that's why we're going to do one of the famous ghost tours there.
Which I'm pretty excited about. I kind of did some digging on their website, and they do have ghost tours there from, I think it was Gatekeepers Paranormal.
Something like
that's the company, and they do actually a few other ghost tours throughout Kentucky, one in West Virginia, and I think like two in Ohio.
I'm sure there's some good haunted places around those areas.
Oh, I'm sure too.
You know, it was like battlefields and stuff like that. That'd be really neat to see.
Yeah, so I mean, they do like a 2-hour tour at Bobby Mackey's, and I mean, you're with your guide the whole time. You can bring it. You know, small handheld equipment if you want to. I mean, we don't really have any equipment as of now.
Maybe we'll get some for that trip.
Maybe.
And then we'll definitely be doing an updated episode.
I mean, maybe we'll do like a Facebook Live or something.
We could do that.
For the 8 of you that listen.
Yes. So the 8 of you tell another 8 or something and make it worth it.
The 8 of you tell another friend. They can tell another friend.
We got to get this live show going here.
That'd be fun. One of the other creepy things that happened in this building was he the caretaker, Carl?
Carl, yeah, he had an apartment upstairs. He was the caretaker. And supposedly he got possessed. And they did an exorcism of him and in the bar. They didn't take him anywhere else. They did it there in the bar.
Well, I mean, do you really take them anywhere else except for where they are?
Well, I would leave them in the apartment. But I wouldn't take them downstairs.
Maybe he was downstairs.
I don't know. Whatever. But a thing I read, too, is the river flows right by it. Supposedly, spirits can't cross water. So maybe they're trapped there.
Could be.
You know.
I don't know. The whole thing is, I am and I'm not skeptic. I'm interested. Yes, it freaks me out. Especially when we were watching Ghost Adventures. And one of the guys on there continually kept getting scratched.
Yeah.
You know. No thank you.
Well, hopefully granted, we won't get scratched.
Granted, he eggs them on.
He does. You shouldn't do that.
No. Do not egg on any ghost. It's not going to end well.
No. No. But that's entertainment.
It is entertainment, and, you know, that's what he does for a living.
Right? So.
But that was actually, I think, Ghost Adventures' first episode ever? Or one of them. It was on their first season.
Yeah, it may have been the first episode.
I think so, because we found it on YouTube. So just go to YouTube, you'll find it. And they go back a second time as well.
They do. They go back. Unfortunately, Carl passed away before the second time.
As much as I don't care for Ghost Adventures. Since it was one of the first episodes, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
No.
So, I mean, I do recommend actually going and watching that one, because they do talk to Carl and about his experience, and they do talk to Bobby Mackey.
Yeah, and they talk to a priest, tells them they're just batshit crazy. Stop doing what you're doing.
So, I mean, that episode was good. I did enjoy that one.
Yep.
They have a handful of episodes that I find enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not bad. So, but that's all I got. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions on what you want us to cover, shoot us a message on Facebook, on our blog. We would definitely like to have suggestions on things to cover, what you guys want to hear.
Yep. Let us know. Right. We're here.
Until next time, stay spooky.